When was the last time that you wanted to report one of your coworkers to HR? Because mine was probably earlier today for like the 17th time this week. Yeah.
What happened?
You, Raven, you are the problem. Now, there's a lot of reasons why your coworkers get on your nerves. They do disgusting things all the time. And when you work in close proximity with these people, you have to take these quirks and you have to decide, is this an offense that requires a formal paper trail, or is this something that I have to let go?
I mean, I don't think that as far as coworkers go, and even your history of people that you've had in this room go, that I'm all that disgusting. But what do you got?
Well, lately the new thing is that you've been wearing flip-flops to work. Now,
it's hot.
It's disgusting.
What do you mean it's disgusting? I get a pedicure.
No, your toes are weird man gross, and I just think that it's odd for a grown man to be wearing flip-flops with his open flesh toes out for the world to see in a workplace.
Let's stop here for a minute. Yeah. First off, the whole point of flip-flops is to be open-toed. So there's no way that you have a flip-flop and it's not open-toed, right? I mean, that's the whole point, is letting your dogs out so that they're not steaming inside your shoes. And during this time of year, I like to give themselves a little bit of air. Now, I'm going to give it to you. You're not going to see me wearing flip-flops over the next couple days because I am in need of a pedicure.
Oh.
But, I mean, over the last week or so, I've been fine. Now I'm at the tipping point.
Yeah.
So, you know, my dogs are not, I don't have bad feet.
I want you to know that I went to ChatGPT and I specifically asked, are these reasons why I could reach out to HR? Mm-hmm. And they said no. And I found it very aggravating. Another thing. On this, clipping fingernails.
Oh, listen, one time 100 years ago, I don't need to hear this, all right? If I've got a hangnail, I'm going to deal with it.
I just don't think this is the time or the place to be clipping your nails under any circumstances. How about the fact that you print a million things that have nothing to do with work?
Oh, I mean, you've done that. I've seen you do that.
Yeah, but usually it is. Not often.
I mean, not usually. I mean, sometimes, you know, that slips through. When you were still doing real estate, I feel like you printed an entire contract here one time. It might have been 100 pages.
How about the fact that you still hit reply all to all the emails, like when they go to the entire company? To 175 people, you have to hit reply all. Congrats! 2 exclamation points, emoji, smiley face.
Not your problem to deal with.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm not sure if HR has seen these things. But number one is stop wearing flip-flops. Because some of us can't keep our lunch down.
If it breaks 90 over the next few days, they'll be back. Don't you worry about it.
So, how are you surviving the end of the penny? And can you be bought is the bigger question right here.
I'm doing just fine, Anna. As you know, I've never been a supporter of the penny at ever.
Raven used to throw them on the floor. He used to just throw them in the garbage.
I never threw them on the floor. I'm not a litterer. I don't like it when you say that, okay? But I did throw them in the garbage.
That's
terrible. 100% true. I did this with pennies for many years.
So at the end of last year, the
I would do it today.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I would.
You could be bought. You
could
be
bought.
Give me a
penny right now. Throw it right out.
No. I have a much better plan for you.
Okay.
Maybe, if you believe in this. At the end of last year, the U.S. Mint stopped making the penny. And for the last 6 months, like Raven has said, it kind of really hasn't affected anything.
No.
But that's all changing. Why?
Currently, armored car deliveries are not giving out pennies anymore. And just with them being discontinued, there's much fewer pennies in circulation in general.
I mean, there's like a billion pennies out there, so it wasn't such a big deal for a while because people were like, yeah, I got like a bazillion pennies. Like, I'll just keep going until they're gone.
But so where'd they go now?
Happening.
People are hoarding them? What's happening?
Yes. It's not that they're being hoarded. They're trying to be bought. A lot of places, grocery stores and restaurants, are offering something very special.
We'll be doubling the value of the penny, and for example, if you come in and drop off $10 worth of pennies, you'll get $20 worth back in a gift card.
So, can you be bought? Can you be bought with your pennies?
Let me tell you what's just as useless as 1 cent, 2 cents, all right? $10 and $20, okay, now you're talking somebody's language. What happens after that goes, all right? Who cares about these pennies? Let it go. Round down. Round up.
Well, so
don't round at all.
I found this fascinating because a lot of businesses were like, well, like, what do we do now? Like, what do we do now that the penny's gone?
You know what a lot of them do where I go? They just go, no, you don't get it. And you know what? It bothers me not at all.
I asked my dad. So my dad owns pizzerias. So he's a small business owner. Daddy, as a restaurant owner, and they got rid of pennies, what are you doing now?
Well, if we owe you 2 pennies, we keep them. If we owe you 3, we give you a nickel.
See?
Okay. And how are you handling it at the restaurant right now when people pay cash? Have you started that already?
We still have lots of pennies.
Where are you getting these pennies from?
I think I got them from the bank about 2 months ago. And I still have some left over.
My dad has an entire basement filled with pennies.
Your dad knows people at the bank. He knows people, and he's also figured out the rounding system. So proud. All right, so good.
What do people say when you pay them back in pennies?
They know. They know. They don't say anything. It hasn't really hit them yet.
Yeah, hasn't happened yet. They haven't figured it out. It's going to figure it out soon because this is getting real now.
You know what they should do is when you hand them back, go, how about giving me back those pennies? Just ask them, make the change the proper way, one way or the other. But then just immediately ask for those pennies back.
Do you care that they got rid of the pennies?
No, I'm actually glad. It makes everything easier.
I love this. Yeah. This is so great.
I just can tell you right now that I cannot be bought. I am not giving you my pennies. I am keeping my pennies because one day they're going to worth millions and millions of dollars like my Princess Diana Beanie Babies. And that's going to be my retirement. The pennies and the Beanie Babies. You're welcome. Maybe you want to do the same thing.
More likely, you'll probably be buried with both.
Mm. What did your parents do when you were a kid that would never fly now? You could never get away with that as a parent. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. And yesterday, my parents don't come to a lot of our work events. You know, like they've got lives, they work, they do their own thing.
Yeah, yeah, busy people.
Yeah. And as my
nobody can live on a radio DJ's schedule.
It's true. But I had to go to a women leadership event. And I brought them because my daughter was coming and it was a big deal.
Did everybody have fun?
We had a wonderful time. That was great. But as we're on the way there, I kept thinking, do I need to have a talk with my dad?
Right.
Because this is a women leadership event where it's happening at a fancy place. And I remember my entire life when we have a female waitress, he always calls her sweetheart or honey.
And I was like, it's the same thing that my grandfather does. I was like, no. All the time.
I was like, do I have to tell him, like, Daddy, whatever you do at this women's leadership event, please do not call any female there sweetheart or honey. And I was like, if I say it, he's going to get mad and then he's going to do it just to prove a point.
It's like planting the seed.
Right.
Right.
Like, so I just kept my mouth shut.
Yeah.
And I think he has grown out of it and he understands that we cannot do that anymore.
How about a big round of applause for Anna's daughter, by the way, picking up a prestigious award. Yeah. So winning a Gracie.
I just want to say thank you to the Alliance for Women in Media. They recognize me on a national level and they recognize my daughter on a student level for with the work we
very
do in broadcasting.
Exciting.
It was really very sweet. But I was nervous yesterday. I was like, is he going to call her sweetheart? Is he going to call her honey? And sometimes it's even worse because he still calls guys capitan.
Yeah.
Like, capitan!
I mean, I like that.
Oh, gosh.
Personally, if we're asking, if we're taking votes, I think that's great.
Oh.
But you know what? I mean, parents do that stuff, like you said, all the time. I mean, listen, I grew up in the 80s. My father did a number of things, rest his soul, that would never be accepted today. And I can laugh about it now, but back then it seemed crazy. We used to do this thing where my dad, we would drive up to the top of this mountain, and then he would put the car in neutral, and then we would drive down the mountain and never hit. We would the game was to not hit the brakes the entire way down the mountain.
You certainly lose custody.
I was like 8 years old. I was like 8 years old, right?
God.
And he always did that with this funny smelling pipe with him too. He had a 6-pack in a little cooler, one of those like little red igloos. As a matter of fact, Anna bought me one years ago for Christmas, and he used to have a 6-pack of Heffenreffer in there at all times.
Good.
I mean, that's not necessary.
No.
He would take me to R-rated films. I can remember very clearly Kelly McGillis and Tom Cruise exchanging tongue kisses in Top Gun. Billy's spine being ripped out in Predator.
Good.
I mean, just many things that I saw there. And then the other thing is, you know, now when people are divorced, they wait, you know, an amount of time before they introduce them to do people they're dating or whatever.
Yeah.
I would meet like a new girlfriend like every weekend.
Nice.
Like,
good. I'm your new mom.
Nancy, Donna, Christina. I mean, literally, I would meet a new girlfriend like every other week.
Oh, gosh.
At the beach in their bikini
while
firing off fireworks.
Good. I mean, there's certain things your parents
illegally
did
parked.
You could never, ever get away with now.
No.
I'm looking at our social media at Anna on Raven, our Facebook and Instagram, Elena Rowe. I had to walk around with a bar of soap in my mouth. Yeah, I can't really do that anymore.
Yeah.
Remember, that's old school.
That don't happen no more, man.
Yeah.
Soap poisoning.
Yeah. Bob said the wooden spoon. Oh, I had the wooden spoon.
Oh, or the sandal?
Yes.
I don't know what's worse, the wooden spoon or the rubber spoon? I don't know. The rubber spoon.
See, the thing with my mom is that I was always faster than her, so she would end up throwing it at me. Yeah. And that's all right. So you can't do those things.
You can try and duck that.
Yes. What did your parents do back in the day that you could never get away with now? 1-800-330-9999. Father's Day is coming up this weekend, and it got you thinking, when you were growing up with your parents, it's a lot different then than it was now.
For sure.
What did your parents do when you were a kid that would never fly today? 1-800-330-9999.
Anthony, tell us, what would your parents do when you were young that you could never get away with now?
Oh, my mother was so hands-on with smacking me right in the mouth if I lipped off or did anything that was slightly disrespectful. It didn't even matter if we were in public. I remember her cracking me right in the mouth in either Marshall's or Macy's for me just being a smart aleck, basically. Yeah. It meant the wedding ring just cut my lip, like, right open, and I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she started yelling at me, stop crying! You're causing a scene! And she hit me again.
Causing a scene! She smacks you again. She's got you against the ropes. It's fantastic. Oh, you're bleeding out of the lip. You know, Anthony never went to Macy's again as an adult. Never stepped foot in there.
There you go. I'm still traumatized by that store, man. Jewelry department, you know what I mean? No way.
Nathan, what did your parents do that wouldn't fly today?
Smoking in the house all the time when I was a kid. Like, I remember, like, being read, like, stories, and they were, like, had a cigarette in their hand.
Smoking was on it was prevalent, right? It was on television. When you're watching a movie, if you watch Jaws, the mayor of the town is smoking in the hospital. He's smoking in the hospital right after somebody got bit. Like, that's not septic. That's not a good idea.
No.
That's not hygienic. That doesn't promote healing. People used to smoke everywhere. Doctors recommend Camels. It was crazy.
Nicole, what did your parents do?
They used to drive us around, like, not in car seats, but, like, in just, you know, the front seat of the car. And, like, I would lose my mind if I saw that now. Like, again, like a little toddler sitting in the front seat of a truck.
Yeah, no, car seats weren't, like, a thing. No. I don't remember
when we never had one.
Right. And if they were actually a thing, like if you ran into somebody that had one, it was like, you know, made out of all sharp objects and stuff. It was like, you know, it was a danger pit, basically.
I don't ever remember having car seats when I was little. Like, they had to have existed, though. Our parents, I know our parents just drove us around like regular, but when we were babies, how did they transport us?
I think it was like they were so big and heavy that it would make it like a missile. If you had it in your car and you got into an accident, the car would stop at the tree, the other vehicle, whatever it is that you ran into. The seat would actually catapult through the windshield at 80 miles per hour because it weighed another 130 pounds because it was made of cast iron. It's like plastics were not a thing at that point. I don't know. I don't remember. I think I was probably safer out of it.
I just Googled car seats 1980.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we were in car seats.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
We weren't.
Oh, no. So wild.
They were like, you know what? Enjoy that velour interior. You're fine.
I mean, we didn't even really wear our seatbelts.
Right. No. Nobody did.
Yeah. How did we survive?
Kind of jumped in.
So weird. You would think that it seems like a given that we're American, right? So we're going to cheer for Team USA in the World Cup. Turns out, that's not the case. And you can adopt a country, and we need help figuring out what country we're going to adopt to. When the teams have come to America, Canada, and Mexico, these three countries, they're not just traveling from place to place to wherever their next game is.
Of course, the teams are going to be flying around all the time, but they also all have a base camp that they're always returning to in between the matches. There's only two nations that have their base camp in Canada, and six nations are staying in Mexico. All the other 40 national teams actually have their base camps in the United States.
So every country that comes here has a home base
that they have to go back to, basically,
in between
these
games.
Matches.
So some, like, you know, sometimes they don't pay for a week in between your matches.
It's a little odd, though, right? I mean, that's a long time between games. I get that, but it's a little odd that you'd have to go back to a place.
They go back to practice and they stay in shape. So Lawrence, Kansas has made the news because they have adopted the Algerian team. Now, Kansas said, you know what, Algeria?
Yeah.
We got you. Not only did they welcome them with open arms at the University of Kansas, they learned their chants.
So they're in the area.
Dances.
Right.
Yes.
So that's where their base is.
Base.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that. I don't know what they're saying, but
okay,
but they're excited for Algeria,
they
apparently.
They sure are, yes.
All right.
So I started
thinking
about
Kansas.
It. Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, man, we should adopt a country. Like, there's so many.
Besides America. Okay.
If everybody else is adopting a country and 40 countries are staying here in the United States, I mean, of course we're going to cheer for Team USA. We're American.
Right. You can go both ways is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
But what are other countries as options? Mm. So I started looking for some and I found that Japan has these blue plastic bags that they bring to all their matches. And I'm like, what are these blue plastic bags for?
They use those blue bags to clean up the stadium, bottle by bottle, bagging trash until
that's
it's
so
gone.
Nice.
It's like respect for everything, respect for the players, supporters, and also for the stadium.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes.
Why are the Japanese so much better than us?
I know.
That is really considerate.
And then there's the Scottish, who have been all over the news.
There was no beer. The Scots fans just drank the place dry, and all they had was, like, Bud Light.
If your favorite beer is missing from a tap...
We've never seen anything like it.
There's a decent chance Scotland had something to do with it.
Scotland is drinking America dry.
You know what? Now, that's an American trait right there.
Right?
They were like, all that was left was Bud Light. They drank every other quality beer.
So now we've got options. Japan... We've got
Scotland. Okay, anybody else?
Cape Verde.
Who?
Yep.
Who's that?
It's not about power. It's not about where you come from. It's not about the size of our country. It's about love for football, love for the community.
Even though it's a small island of Africa, we still have big, big dreams coming.
Cape Verde.
I love this.
This story is wild. This is a small African island where they don't have enough people to actually play, so they sent LinkedIn invites. to people that had any kind of link to their country, like their great-grandfather maybe was born there and they heard they played midfield.
I love it. I
yes.
love it. Okay, so who are you going to root for?
Wait, here's the best part about Cape Verde. They tied Spain 0-0, a draw. Spain is one of the biggest powerhouses in the world.
Well, get out of the way, bro. LinkedIn. We're networking.
The underdog that might be able to do it. So now,
they might
who
be
do
able to get me
for?
To sign back up for premium
I don't
this
know.
Right here. All right, who do we vote for?
Here's the thing. You got to figure it out. We'll put it up on our Instagram and Facebook. Or if you have an option for another country and you want to tell us why, you can call 1-800-330-9999. Let's vote.
These are good choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After 10 years, it is over. It is over. Chick-fil-A is no longer the number one chain fast food restaurant
Why
in America.
Why do you sound so happy about it?
I'm not really. I mean, I don't know.
You're like, it's over. It's over. Like, well, you're rooting against them.
Well, a decade. They have had that title for a decade. So when it became clear earlier and they made this announcement, I was like, wow. But what was really surprising to me is what has taken over as number one. Any guesses? Producer Sophia, Justin, Raven?
I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
But I think I know.
Oh, I don't.
I think I
do. Yeah, okay.
I have no clue.
I don't want to ruin the surprise. You reveal it.
It's Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, I think
yes!
I did. I did know
yes!
that.
Yes! Jersey Mike's!
All right!
That's amazing.
Jersey Mike's. Mikey's Way has really taken off, and people really love that combination on their sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting. I think that we love fast food here in this studio. We love fast food. And I was thinking, if you had a vote, not just like the best fast food chain, because in my mind, they're all pretty good.
Yeah.
They all really are delicious.
Yeah. I love options, man.
Yeah.
Variety is the spice of life.
You can only pick one item. One item from one fast food place that you think is the best fast food item of all time. What would it be? Raven, you go first.
Oh, no. Don't go to me first. Go to somebody else. Please, deflect.
Justin, to you first.
I limit myself a lot, but I cannot resist the craving, and I get a couple at a time every time, the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich.
Ooh.
Oh, very good.
Yummy.
Yeah, with mayo?
Well, yeah, the whatever the special mayo sauce they put on there, but the extra pickles, hopefully.
There could be an entire conversation on who's got the best fried chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, no question about it. I mean, because it's, the last few years, it's been like fried chicken sandwich wars.
It's true.
All started by people coming after Chick-fil-A's crown.
I mean, not for nothing. My mouth is drooling thinking about the Burger King 100%. Chicken sandwich, like the football one. My gosh, that's been my favorite for my whole entire lifetime.
Note to the editor, the apple pie is back at McDonald's as of yesterday, so we need that.
Is that the one you want?
Yes.
Especially because they're celebrating the 250th anniversary. Mm. So that's going to be a big thing.
Is so that it's for America.
It's for America. The fried apple pie is back at McDonald's. Yeah. Is that your item, Raven, or do you have another one?
There's very few things that I order that are just not touched. And I order it exactly as it comes. And the Whopper is the other one. Mm. And I know that it sounds like, you know, cheesy and like I'm mailing it in. But to me, it's the best fast food burger that there is. See?
Questionable.
Questionable.
Everybody's got their questionable stuff. Okay, Sophia, what's yours?
Oh, this is controversial, but I am not ashamed. I don't care. Panera mac and cheese.
What?
Oh, wow.
That is the number one fast food that you would choose in your whole life?
As of right now. It changes. It changes.
Okay.
She's in a phase.
I am. I'm in a mac and cheese from Panera phase. But it probably will change.
Yeah. I have a friend. She always says the best fast food thing is a Wendy's salad. And I told her that's sacrilegious. Like, you can't choose a fast food salad as the best fast food item.
Have you ever had the Asian? It's pretty good.
Is the best ever, though?
I know. It's pretty good.
No.
It is pretty yummy. What's yours?
I mean, I have to go. Well, the apple pie at McDonald's is certainly up there. But the Burger King, the Burger King fried chicken sandwich, there's very few times in my life. I have a thing where I don't remember what I wore on my first date or what it was like when I gave birth. But I will remember the first time when I was 14 years old that I walked into a Burger King and ordered a fried chicken sandwich and I ate it. And that first bite, it was like the angels of heaven just opened up saying, and my gosh. And I remember thinking, this is all I want to eat for the rest of my life.
Right. Life is going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be better than I thought.
And then I gained 6 pounds. And it was fine.
That afternoon.
Yeah.
That
time. Right. Yeah. Well, congratulations to Jersey Mike's. How do you decide whether you're going to renew your membership to somewhere, someplace, something? It's the worst email or letter to get in the mail when it's that time of year and it's got the return envelope in there and you have to decide, am I going to pay whatever this fee is to continue, or knowing perfectly well I'm never going to use it?
Ironic that you bring this up right now. I am at a crossroads with not one, two locations here, Anna. First one, I was duped into becoming a member of gorgeous, gorgeous Vineyard. Top of a mountain in California that I just love, but I'm never going to get there again in my life. So now they just send me overpriced, you know, cases of wine a couple times a year. And it's up right now. Not only would you imagine for my summer allocation, but whether or not I'm going to join and be a member again. And my wife loves the memory of us being there and just enjoying ourselves. So I'm guilted into that one.
So it's like ice cream of the month club, but it's wine of the month club.
Yes.
And it comes so you have to figure out, do you have to renew that membership so they can send you their random wine that they can't sell in the stores?
Ironically, what happens is if there are friends over and there's been a bunch consumed, I just kind of go, yeah, free for all, go for it. And then I wake up the next morning and I'm out hundreds of dollars.
Right.
So there's that, that one. And the membership, by the way, not free, but again, they did that wine math thing. They were like, oh, sign up now, it's 30% or 20% off today and you're shipping. And I'm just like, okay, are you gonna pour that or what?
I fall for that every time.
The other one is a very different vibe. That would be at my trashy local Eagles club, where you walk in and it reeks of cigarettes and old hot dogs.
Yeah.
And there's the same three people down at the edge of the bar that have been there for the past, I don't know, 40, 50 years, something like that.
Yep.
There's this one guy who just complains every single time when you go in there. He's just the most annoying individual on the planet. And he's got one of them three-letter names, and it just drives me nuts. But I'm not going to say it out loud. But the only reason...
Is his name Ace?
No.
Oh. I immediately thought his name was Ace.
You know what? That would somehow make him cooler, but it's not.
Okay.
But I have to renew... Because the people that are in charge of this club now at this point, if they were to see that our membership lapsed, they'd probably never let us in again.
Why?
And then if I have a friend, I have one friend who goes there every time he comes into town. And ironically, he is going to be in town this weekend. And if I don't have the membership, I'm probably not getting in to see him.
Hold on. How much does it cost to renew your membership at the Eagles Club?
So the Eagles Club is only $50. So between me and the wife... It's that amount where it's like you don't want to pay it, but you kind of like, am I going to give somebody else that kind of control over my life for $100?
I'm one of those people that I fall for how you were bringing up, like if you sign up now, it's a discount.
Yes.
If I walk into an aquarium, a zoo, anywhere with my children,
oh,
one time,
you're going to come back with the family.
They say, like, you've already paid 70% of the membership.
That's right.
If you sign up for the year and you only pay this much extra, then I belong to every zoo and aquarium in a three-hour
solid
radius
investment
of my house. I will go that one time and then not again. And then I get it the following year, the renewal, which is up right now for my local zoo.
Yeah.
And it says, like, you got to sign up now for 20% off. And it's like, gosh, will I go twice?
Listen
will
to how excited twice? The seals are that you and your family is back. They're so excited.
I think we all got that thing. We got that thing where we are card-carrying members, but do you actually use it? Probably not. You have one of those memberships? Where is it to? 1-800-330-9999. Do you have that membership? That membership that when the renewal time comes, you look at it and you're like, we never use this. But for some reason, you're still guilted into keeping it?
Right. Something that you've been looking at every single year when it shows up. You're like, I'm not doing it this year.
And then you do it anyway.
For some reason.
1-800-330-9999. You are a card-carrying member and never use it. Barry, where are you a member, but you probably never go?
I am a member of a local shooting range. I occasionally go. Most of the time I do paintball and super soakers, but they don't allow those in. So
you seem surprised by the fact that they wouldn't let you bring in a Nerf or a water gun. That seems like a strange
different facility
thing.
But yeah, it's one of those things that once you get approved on that, you don't let it lapse, though, because it is a process.
It's like my dad's CDL license. He doesn't drive oil trucks anymore, but he still holds on to it,
right?
Yeah,
it could be valuable at some point if he ever needs it.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, costs him a bit every year,
right? Mary, how about you? Where are you a member but you hardly ever go, or you don't really utilize the membership?
For me, it's Costco. Like, I love Costco, but I moved, so the closest one is 30 minutes away from me, and then you add traffic in, and it's even further, but I just can't give up the car.
Yeah. No, I can't. I would never. I don't even understand. Like, you never know when you need to go to Costco. The fact that it's 30 minutes away, not a deterrent for me whatsoever. That's my Saturday now.
Right.
That's what I'm doing. Road trip. We're going to Costco.
30 minutes on the road and 20 to get into the parking lot. But
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand why you hold on to it.
Charles, where are you a member? Proud card-carrying member, but you never use it. You never go there.
I mean, I still have a Hulu account, and I never use Hulu as much as I thought I would. But I like being the person who has all the streaming accounts.
Me too.
Because then when people say, let's watch something, I'm like, from where? But yeah, I never use Hulu.
Yeah, Only Murders in the Building on Hulu is the only reason why I have that, and I'll never get rid of it. Just because. Because yeah, once I have it, I'm married to it for the rest of my life.
But I mean, a season comes out, and then it doesn't come out for another year.
Or 3 years.
Right.
Like last time. And you never know. Until that one show comes out that's on the one that you don't pay for, I'm a sucker for it. It's
you
so
keep
dumb.
Telling yourself you're going to cancel it, but you keep forgetting.
Because
and
then you got to re-sign
up. And then
when
you finally come to do it, it's like the show's coming out next week again. That's where I'm at right now on HBO Max, actually.
I don't even know how many I pay for at this point. Like, it's one of those things that it was a trap. I fell into it, and I need to figure it out because who knows how much gets divided every month.
Stacey, how about you? You've got a membership to this place, but you never go there.
The public library, actually. I feel like I could rent books and, like, you know, take books out and read a lot more. But not only that, like, I don't know why I'm not utilizing it because, like, I'm always going to a coffee shop to work on my laptop. You just go to the library for free.
Right. That's okay to have that. It's a free library card. Doesn't everybody have that?
Well, I'm back at the library lately, Anna. We're back at the library.
Doing what?
My wife and I and Jaden, we're at the library a lot.
But remember, Raven got in trouble lately. What happened?
Yeah, I had a book for, I don't know, I guess it was like 3 to 4 months or whatever. They renew it for you automatically if somebody's not waiting for a book. And I had a book, and then they sent me a thing, and they were like, we've been waiting, and then it was overdue, and then they wanted to charge me for it. And my wife told me, don't you embarrass us at the library.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it back.
Right. Do you have to hide your face when you walk in the door because you don't return your library books?
They were going to charge me $38. On Amazon, it was $10.46.
What did you do? Just buy them another one?
I did, even though it was a terrible book. I bought the book for myself because I couldn't let the story go unresolved. I had to find out. I had to find out. Guess what? I still haven't finished it.
Oh, great. Learning how to work on a group project in a high school setting has to be one of the most maddening things you'll ever do. And it's because it's a precursor to all your frustrations you're going to have for the rest of your life when you get a real job.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I would say this, is that certain people, students alike, they're easily adaptable in situations like that. Some people are just born with better patience than others. Other people, it's a very eye-opening experience. And yep, set it up, because you're going to run into a lot of that. If you've had a part-time job before that, you might have already experienced a little bit, but this is more.
Yeah, Raven, producer Sophia, producer Justin, my daughter is probably going to kill me for talking about this, but she is finishing up her junior year of high school, and she's had a lot of group projects over the last month. And watching her frustration with the people she has to deal with in certain groups, part of me always wonders, do teachers look at them when they put these groups together and they know what each role is for each person? Or are they just completely oblivious and they just put them in a group and then they have no idea who's doing what in these groups?
I think you probably experience both. I think you have some teachers that are very much like, well, this group will be able to survive because of this dynamic.
Yes.
And other ones, they're like, well, good luck to this one, but thank God that one's a genius, so we'll be okay.
Here are the characters. I've narrowed down the characters in every high school project. Number one, the leader, the organizer. That's the person that takes charge, usually does a bulk of the work. They end up running the group, whether they wanted to or not.
You know, it's funny. You watch reality shows and whatnot too, there's always that person, they're always a parent, and you know, largely sometimes you don't want to hear them speak all the time, you also don't want to do the work, so it outweighs it.
The too many ideas person, this person is without being hurtful, very frustrating to me, because this is the person that throws out ideas. They're like, you know what we should do?
I'm an idea person.
That one. Okay. And then there's, of course, the slacker, the person that just ghosts, doesn't show up last minute. You're like, you're going to do your part. I didn't get your slide. Yeah. And then there's the distractor. There's like the comedian of the group who thinks this is social hour. Like, they're just like, we get together to work in the group at the library. And they're like, look what I saw on TikTok.
All right. Let's turn that that microscope right around on ourselves here.
All right. So now in this room, I think we probably have a good combination of these.
Well, I don't think we do the show, because then you might get upset. You might get worked up. Right. So we just do like, who are you in that group? If you're in that work group,
where do you perceive
you?
Yourself as? What do you perceive? Sophia, you're like thinking about it.
I am.
What do you perceive yourself as? There's also the tech person, who I always like that person, because I'm not that person. It's the one that knows how to use the printer. And when something won't print, they
figure
necessary.
It out. Very
necessary. That's a necessary person in the group. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, knows how to do PowerPoint presentations.
I feel like I was like the comedian. I was always showing up and just not talking about the project that we were doing at all. I would get it done maybe an hour before it was due. I was a procrastinator. However, I would always get it done, and my work would typically be good most of the time. But if we were getting together as a group, I want to laugh.
Yeah,
I'm here to talk.
That doesn't make you a bad person, by the way.
No,
it doesn't make you a bad person.
No.
Producer Justin, your role.
Too many ideas. throwing ideas out. Ideas out.
Yeah.
Like, saw that coming.
Always happy to do all the work. To do it. But, here's a thought. Here's what we could do, too. And like, no, just we figured out what we're going to do. Oh, but you know what we could do to make it a little bit better? Oh, if we make this tweak right here, just shut up and just let's do
let's
it and get to see. Who cares?
Let's just finish the
amount of
project.
Times.
Yeah, but it could be so much better.
Yeah. Raven, how about you?
The amount of times we have that conversation weekly here in the building. I know we weren't doing work thing. Listen, I'm an ADHD guy, so I would get in there.
Too many ideas person.
I'd have plenty of ideas. Yep. I don't mind doing the work, but you got to lock me in. You know, that's the thing. Yeah. And if then Sophia shows up and she's telling jokes and whatnot, like that would be tough for me to deal with in a high school setting.
We are literally a high school combination a working team in here. Yeah.
Welcome to your show. It's the Ann Raven Show.
Yeah, here you go. If you missed it, we were talking about the different characters when you have to work in a group. My daughter's been working with a lot of groups in her high school, and it's frustrating because there's the leader, there's the tech person, there's the social butterfly, there's the person with too many ideas. Eric, which one are you?
All right, so I'm mostly worker, but I have probably about 30% idea guy.
Mm-hmm.
But how the idea guy to work efficiently is you let them take, they say, oh, I've got an idea. Good. You have to execute this idea.
Yes.
Go execute the idea. You've been given free range to execute that idea. So now they have to follow through on that idea.
I feel like you never see them again.
No. Eric,
I feel like they leave the room and you never see them again.
This is the same conversation I just had with my daughter, because she doesn't know how to navigate this one girl who keeps throwing these crazy ideas in the air for this group that she's president of.
Yeah.
And I said, Hayden, just tell her to do it. Say, that's a great idea. Go ahead and do it. and then see if she could figure out a way to do it. If she can, great. Congratulations. We did it.
And if not, you kept her busy.
Exactly. Scotland came to party, and they're drinking all the beer, Raven. All
okay.
of it. Yep.
Well, I mean, surprises. I wouldn't put that high on the list.
For the first time since 1998, Scotland's national soccer team has qualified for the World Cup. And they're here to have a good time. One problem. They are drinking us dry.
There was no beer. The Scots fans just drunk the place dry, and all they had was, like, Bud Light.
If your favorite beer is missing from a tap...
We've never seen anything like it.
There's a decent chance Scotland had something to do with it.
Even all the airlines are saying yeah. all the flights that are coming in with a lot of the Scottish people, are sure. they don't have enough beer on the flights for all of them.
You know what? I mean, a plane is small, all right? Yep. So I understand that being an issue. But locally here, we have to just get in the back and make more beer, Anna. Right. Make more beer. Make more beer.
Scotland has come ready and prepared for the festivities.
So you have a drinking kilt for obvious reasons because it might get some spillage on it. You have a dress kilt. So you always have two kilts.
You got to have two kilts with okay. you all the time. They say kilts because they're Scottish.
Yeah.
But it's kilts. And they have two. A drinking kilt. That they always keep, because like if you spill on it, then they have a dress one that they wear like to the games when they're ready to, you know, yeah. get serious.
Yeah. yeah. In Scotland, they're very, very brave people.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there in the cold, wet elements, again, in a kilt, number one.
Yeah.
So no wonder they have to drink a lot of alcohol.
Yeah. But the kilt thing is very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be wearing that kilt the whole time you're here?
In bed, in the pool, everywhere. Not coming off.
Have you ever worn a kilt before?
I have not. I don't think I'd be comfortable doing so, to tell you the truth. I'm more of a skorts guy myself if I'm going to have to do that.
I've heard that once you go kilt, you never go back. I heard that like once you have yeah. that freedom.
It's freeing.
It's freeing.
Yes.
And that people love it and they want it. And the thing is that, well, they're drinking all this beer.
Uh-huh.
They're taking over all these cities where Scotland is playing.
Yeah, but we welcome the Scots. They're kind of like allies.
Kind of. But yeah. who has to clean up after them? We found the guy.
They deep, man, and they could drink, too.
What? Are you kidding me, man? They must don't got no water over there in Scotland.
After they're gone, I'm one person cleaning up after them, man, and it ain't that bad. They came, conducted themselves, man, with class. I'm happy they came.
Oh,
yes.
I mean, they came and conducted themselves with class, so, I mean, they didn't tear up the bathrooms or whatever. He's just cleaning up after them in general.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess there's a Scottish beer called Tennent's. Tennent's, T-E-N-N-E. ETS, I think
the
I got ETS, that correct. Yeah,
I think, yeah.
That they can't make it fast enough to bring it to all the bars because it keeps selling out in all the host cities. Yeah. They can't make it fast enough.
You know what? It's great for the economy. All right.
Yeah.
Things are happening. I enjoy that aspect of it. I think that's a lot of fun. Again, the Scottish people, you're welcome. Thank you. Enjoy America while you're here.
It's T-E-N-N-E-N-T-S. We need some Tennent's Lager.
There's none to find anywhere.
Right.
I thought originally when you played the janitor's voice that it was going to be like a situation where like, you know, like how when they you know, start a retire me campaign, like an Uber guy or whatever, and all of a sudden they make $500,000. Like, please bail this guy out. But he's like, no.
No, they're cool.
They were fun. They're better than the frat guys that are here most Saturdays.
Exactly.
We're good.
One couple.
At 28, he's still exactly the same.
I get what she's saying, and I mean, I'm not proud of it or anything.
One problem.
Marty is just one of those really picky eaters.
You decide the outcome.
I mean, I'm not going to not go out to eat with my husband, but I guess I don't really have a choice, so.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about. Then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Core is powered by Progressive Commercial Insurance. It flexes to fit your business's needs. From quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options, Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Thea and George. Thea, what's going on with your son?
So we have a 5-year-old son who has been invited to a party, and it's a drop-off only party, and my husband doesn't like this. I really don't think it's that big of a deal because I think he's going to be with people that completely are fine and supportive and protective of him. And I just think my husband's taking a mountain out of a molehill.
I'm confused. Somebody clue me in here. So a drop-off only party, what is that?
It means the parents don't stay and no siblings.
Okay.
So,
which to me is every party that I've pretty much ever been invited to.
Yeah, well, because you're an adult, Raven, and
right.
this is a child.
But,
so, like,
but I mean, I don't feel like they used to invite you and your entire family to a party when I was younger. I mean, I just feel like you got dropped off. They checked out the parents out front.
Mm-hmm.
They made sure nobody looked like a psychopath. If anybody was going anywhere, that was one thing, but You know, if not, like, that was every party before.
Well, right, but at 5 years old. All right, George, what do you think? So he's five, he's going into kindergarten, or he just finished kindergarten?
He's going into kindergarten. I don't like it at all. I think it's weird, you know, and I don't feel comfortable. I don't know these people. I don't know what's going to go on at the party. There's no itinerary or anything like that. I don't feel comfortable dropping off my son with a bunch of strangers for a couple of hours when I don't know what's going to be happening there. What if there's an emergency? I want to be there in case something happens to my son.
Where is it? Like, what kind of place is it? The venue?
It's a house.
Oh, it's a house party. And do you know the parents?
I know I might have met them once or twice in passing, but I don't. They're not my friends. No. You know, it's one thing if it were my friends or my family or anything like that, but
they're just a classmate. It's just a classmate from preschool.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like he's not the only kid going. It's not like they laid a trap. They're inviting just one child to it. I mean, the other classmates are invited and going. I guess you could powwow with the other classmates' parents, but when you saw each other other day, every day and drop off, they have relationships. Frankly, it's kind of nice that they invited him, right? It's summertime in between before your first kindergarten year. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. I mean, I don't know. I certainly know what it is to be protective and to be worried about a scenario. I would definitely walk my son back there, check out the property, that kind of thing. Like, if I see 2x4s with nails in the backyard, Anna, or barbed wire around the perimeter, then I'm probably going to say, no, this isn't the party for you, Junior. Well, on the other hand, like, if I walk back there and it's just a regular party, anything could happen anywhere.
If this was at a trampoline park or at an actual venue where it would make sense that it's drop-off only, there's no space for the parents, the venue runs the event, they don't have the extra room, they don't want the input, that almost makes more sense to me than having it at somebody's home and saying drop-off only. Usually those are the ones where parents are encouraged to stay because they're just in, it's like a backyard party or a house party kind of thing. So I do see, George, where you think that's a little bit weird.
I'm guessing they don't want to pay to feed everybody or provide drinks for everybody.
I mean, a couple slices of pizza for the parents?
I mean, again, if you don't know how many are actually going to come or stay or how many kids might show up, siblings or whatever, some of these kids probably got two or three other brothers and sisters. If I had to guess, it's probably about that.
5 years old, do you let your child go to a drop-off only party where you're going to leave them?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
5 years old. Is that too young to leave your kids at a drop-off birthday party? Thea and George, their son is 5 years old. He's going into kindergarten in the fall. And, well, he was invited to a birthday party, but interesting, it's a house party, and on the invitation it says, no siblings, drop-off only. Mm-hmm. And George has a problem with that. He's like, we don't know these people. We're not just going to leave our five-year-old at somebody's house and be like, okay, we'll be back in 2 hours.
I mean, it's not like they don't know them at all, right? They are another set of parents from the same preschool. They've met him a couple times at drop-off, but he's like, I don't know them well enough, which is, you know, listen, that's understandable. On the other hand, Thea's like, listen, all the kids are going to be there. It's not like this is a crazy thing. We have met them. Other people feel comfortable. Everything's going to be fine. I think you definitely walk around the property. You check it out.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Vicky, whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm definitely on the father's side. I do not have children, but when I was taking care of my niece, there's no way in hell I'm dropping that baby off at someone's house without me. And the other thing I don't understand is, why wouldn't you want a couple of extra parents to help with the crew? I have dogs. I wouldn't drop my puppies off at somebody's house. No way. So many things can happen.
All right, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court. Is 5 years old too young to be going to a drop-off birthday party by themselves? Thea and George's son was invited by one of his preschool classmates, and on the invitation it said, no siblings, drop-off only. And George has a real problem with that. He's like, we're not just dropping off our kid at some people's house that we barely know and be like, all right, we'll be back in 2 hours.
You know, when you say it that way, it does make me pay attention. But in the 80s, we didn't care about kids, right? That's why my parents dropped me off at every party. I feel like that was every party I went to.
I feel like it's kind of common, though, for classmates. If you go to a classmate's party and you know them, you get dropped off. But what do you think? Is that too young? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I think the mother's side. I mean, the father has some good points, but the mother is right. They should have definitely given the chance for the parents to stay if they wanted to. but I think the mom is right. If it's just a little house, a regular house party, I think it's okay to drop the kid off or to hang around the neighborhood.
Yeah, this is Junior. It happened to me in 93. I dropped my daughter. She was 6 years old, and she drowned in the pool. There's definitely no way he can not, you know, do that.
Oh, my gosh. Junior, I'm so sorry. Oh,
Junior, that's horrible. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, in 93. That happened in 93. I still cannot get over, but definitely not. Because if we have a pool and you draw those kids, they're not going to be watching your kids.
Yeah, no, I think that the pool is definitely definitive. Yeah.
Yeah, Junior, yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah, of course, so, you're never going to get over that.
I still suffer from that.
Of course.
I'm very, 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 is that a good idea, please?
Yeah.
Thanks, Junior. Thank you for your input, and thank you for being with us.
This is Junior, okay?
Got it. Thanks, Junior.
Thanks, Junior. Virginia, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I think he's too young. I think he hasn't even gone to kindergarten yet. He's too little to be alone somewhere.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
George, our audience agreed with you. If you don't feel comfortable sending him to somebody's house by himself and you don't know the parents well, then there's your answer. You just politely RSVP that he won't be able to make it. And that's it. You move on and you reevaluate at the next party he's invited to.
All right. Thank you. I don't feel so crazy now.
You know, there are factors that would certainly make it make sense to me to be more cautious than others, right? Do they have a pool? Do they have this? Do they have that? You know, being cautious is one thing. I wouldn't want to shut them off from something else. But without having looked at the property or whatever, I suppose, you know, obviously, George, ultimately, the audience agreed with you. Thea, sorry. It looks like the votes just didn't go your way this time.
Well, that's what it is.
All right, well, we do wish you the best. And if you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$2,800 today. Ashley, you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Ashley. $2,800.
Thank you.
Ashley, I would love for you to win today. I would like some excitement in this studio today. Do you know your stuff?
I hope so. I would love to win, too.
All right, let's go. I'm going to ask you these 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, okay?
Okay.
Number 1, Toy Story 5 coming out this weekend. Sheriff Woody is ranked as the best character in the series. He's followed by Buzz Lightyear at number 2. And what's the name of the dog toy that came in number 3?
Slinky.
Number 2, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's oldest daughter turned 13 years old this week. What's her name?
Northwest.
Number 3, Rainn Wilson says that The Office was too politically incorrect and they would never be able to make it today. What's the name of the paper company where the show takes place?
Dunder and Mifflin.
Number 4, Mike Myers brought Dr. Evil back in an ad for Verizon. Dr. Evil, number 2, and Mini-Me were all characters from what movie series?
Austin Powers.
And number 5, after months and months of speculation, Tom Holland finally confirmed that he and Zendaya are married. On what Disney Channel show did Zendaya first become famous alongside Bella Thorne?
I don't know.
That's time. Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Am I going to be nice and give you that one?
Oh, there's no nice. There's yes or no.
All right. I'll give you 4, Ashley. 4. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Ready, Raven?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Number 1, Toy Story 5 coming out this weekend. Sheriff Woody is ranked as the best character in the series. He's followed by Buzz Lightyear in number 2. And what's the name of the dog toy that came in number 3?
Slinky Dog.
Yes. Number 2, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's oldest daughter turned 13 years old this week. What's her name?
Would that be North?
It is North. I had a hard time because when I look at her, I think she's 26.
Yeah, it's right? it's a bit much. You know what I mean? But I mean, if she's got talent, obviously she could be out there. I worry.
But just everything about her says she looks so much older. When I heard 13, I'm like, 13? Like, yeah. That was wild to me.
Don't be in a rush.
Number 3, Rainn Wilson says that The Office was too politically incorrect to be made today. What's the name of the paper company where the show takes place?
Dunder Mifflin.
Yes. Yeah. Number 4, Mike Myers brought Dr. Evil back in an ad for Verizon. Dr. Evil, number 2, and Mini-Me were all characters from what movie series?
Austin Powers.
Yes.
The commercial's funny. I saw it. It's funny.
Number five, after months and months of also, I'm here for a new Austin Powers movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goldmember was a little bit of a deviation from how much success they had, but it's still fun.
I could take a silly movie right now.
Yeah.
Number five, after months and months of speculation, Tom Holland finally confirmed that he and Zendaya are married.
Yeah.
On what Disney Channel show did Zendaya first become famous alongside Bella Thorne?
Oh, I'm going to be mad as soon as you say it because I know this. I don't know.
It's Shake It Up.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
All right, good. All right, Ashley, you guys tied at four today. That's going to get you an Anne on Raven t-shirt.
All right, I'm Ashley, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Good game. $2,900 tomorrow, Anna.